And here we are again. Me and you. But this is different this time because this is the very first episode of 2012 for the Eternal Now on WFMU.org. We just heard some electronic music from Lars Gunnar Boden Builder from 1976. There's going to be more where that came from. In fact, up next, this is George Todd with a track, Creati. C-R-E-A-T-I, Creati. Kind of a strange word. This is from a split LP with Jane Brockman. Synclavier music, synthesizer music, Synclavier. My name is Andy Ortman. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Sudden a mad monster appears with one big eye and two big ears, chasing everybody with a big knife, and everybody's running, running for their life. Spooky movies, spooky movies, a spooky movies, spooky movies. Bring my lover so close to me. Spooky movies, spooky movies. My girlfriend, she's a holding me tight, a hugging and a squeezing me with all her might. The next thing I know, she's a kissing my cheek. I scared to death to look up and take another peek. Spooky movies, spooky movies. A spooky movie, spooky movies. Bring my lover so close to me. Spooky, spooky, spooky movies.
cuddle close until the movie's end. And then we get together with our friends. In a trance we leave our world of fright. What a crazy way to spend a Saturday night.
A spooky movie, spooky movies. A spooky movie, spooky movies.
Bring my lover so close to me.
Spooky, spooky, spooky movies.
That was the scariest show I've ever seen. Yeah, man, that was scary.
We'll be right back.
And we are back after a long set of beautiful, beautiful music. Right there from John Appleton. Oba. O-B-A. I guess it's Oba, I'm not sure. That was John Appleton. And before that, Lee Lilly with Spooky Movies. Just before that, we had The Adolescents with Do the Freddy. And just before The Adolescents, we had Debris with the track One Way Split. Just before Debris, that little punkish kind of micro set within the larger set, Dominic Frontier with Jaguar God from the album Pagan Festival. Dominic Frontier also did the soundtrack for such TV shows like the original 1960s Outer Limits. I believe he also did the soundtrack for Freebie and the Bean, that 70s buddy cop movie with Alan Arkin and James Caan. I believe he did. Regardless, just before, that was Cut Hands. William Bennett from White House's new project. Very percussive. Afrobeat, one might even say. And I think we did start that off so long ago with George Todd. Creati. Music for the synclavier, right there. So, I'm a little disturbed about this excessively warm weather we're having. I was told it's going to be the most brutal winter we've had in a long time, and to the contrary, it is not. It's too fucking warm. Very disturbed by this. I don't know when the backlash of disasters will hit us, but I'm on the lookout. Up next, this is Terrors from a CD on Weird Forest. Lagan Chord. Terrors. You're listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman, and this is Terrors.
My mind is a frayed rope, I haven't had one clear thought since I came to this town. You do what you want. Thank you.
Just as it is difficult to describe dark without first referencing light, it is impossible for me to describe Daku thoroughly without first making reference to Maku, its polar inverse. Maku is a psychophysical Big Bang explosion, while Daku, on the other hand, is a psychophysical cataclysmic implosion, each having its own powerful moment in time, a piece of time so minuscule, though, that it all too often escapes notice and praise. An example of purely physical Maku would be the moment just after a sperm pierces an egg, poof, before life begins, boom, creation. Makudaku involves penetration. Makudaku was born from the fusion of anti-hole with hole. But keep in mind that for everything Maku is to creation, Daku is to destruction. In the purely physical sense, Daku is most often birthed in holes where there shouldn't be any, or in the unwanted filling of holes that are deemed sacred. However, Makudaku is not born solely from these actions, but in the hyperquick merging of the action with its psychological interpretation. Maku is enlightenment, Daku is trauma. If you were to make a hole or take a hole, filling it with the speed of light, and the recipient tries to think the following faster than data, here's hole, what does it mean? That is Daku. And as marvelous as the human brain is, it cannot compute nor compete with Daku. Daku is shut down. Daku is numbness to the nth degree. Daku in this respect is so powerful that one can experience it in his or her own body by merely witnessing or even imagining its birth in the body of someone else. Like fast, fast, there's hole, what does it mean? A Daku fusion of anti-hole with hole. As anti-hole itself, making hole, taking hole, making Daku. Instant, on-scene, failed, psychophysical interpretation, devoid of Maku, penetration, implosion, trauma, shutdown, devastation, and obliteration of somebody's sense of self. The Vudok, victim of Daku, becomes a robot. The kind of robot that has a get-out-of-pain-free card, good for 24 to 48 hours flat. The kind of robot that crumples inwards under immense pressure on the ocean floor after that. You are an event. You are a Vudok. The planet is unsafe, no longer round, chaotic and unfair as time slows down. You could have, you might have, you should have, lost in your own home, powerless. You could have died. You are an island of fear. Peninsula of confusion. Let denial be your dog. Let disbelief become your continent. Everything you've done, everything you've seen, everything you've heard, everything you've read, everything you've touched, or smelled, or tasted in your life are all wooden blocks. All of your family, genetics, teachers, friends, enemies, and pets are wooden blocks. You are a skyscraper. When the Daku strikes, you are rubble. You didn't build yourself the first time, so how can you do it now? Once a Vudok, always a Vudok, and Mudoks are usually both. The Mudok maker of Daku is one highly skilled in the arts of Daku. He is the anti-hole in the flesh. Filling holes so pleases the Mudok because he negates the little holes for Daku's sake to create bigger ones in the souls of Vudoks. Muju Daku is the act of using Daku to make Maku justice. A rapist once said, I help the people I rape by the spiritual growth they go through after. This is not acceptable. Philosophy plus guilt and selfish greed equals religion. See? See? See?
But my beloved had withdrawn himself and was gone. The body of a woman was burnt in the sands. Look, I death, my days should expiate him. I called him, but he gave me no answer.
And a man strode forth at the threshold of the desert.
It went about the city, found me, as an unperfect actor on the stage. The keepers of the walls,
like children sorrowful on the deaths of apes, who, so I, for fear of trust, forget to say,
if ye find my beloved,
tell him my soul engaged in far-off matters
of love, the perfect ceremony of love's rites, and in mine own love's strength seem to decay. What is thy beloved?
I have told no one to wait.
Oh, let my books be, then, the eloquence and dumb presagers of my speaking breast.
I hate you all a little,
who plead for love and look for recompense. Mine gold, his locks are bushy and black as a raven. His eyes are as the eyes of doves by the rivers of waters. Mine eye hath played the painter and hath stelled thy beauty's form in table of my heart. His lips like honeyed finger touching the lips playing myrrh. His hands are as gold rings set with the beryl,
and flights of wild geese in the stale smell of morning
overlaid with sapphire.
There is no more substance of man in him.
And make me travel forth without my cloak of fine gold. His countenance
is a place glittering with mica,
excellent as the cedars. His mouth is most sweet
and light like oil.
He is
like swarms of silence in the hives of light.
Let me confess that we two must be twain. Is my friend. Whither is thy beloved gone?
We shall not dwell forever in these golden sands,
but we may seek him with thee.
Although our undivided loves are one,
into his garden, to the beds of spices,
and pale embers under the ashes.
Please. I am my beloved's
honey color of immortal things. The whole grassy earth have I seen, gentle beneath the shears of last winter.
Estou memorando.
speak all languages. The minutes of foolish mortal are like ore from which the precious metal must be wrung. Do not forget, time is a greedy gambler who wins at every turn of the wheel without cheating. Such is the law. The day declines, the night deepens. The thirst of the abyss knows no end. The hourglass drains. The hour will soon strike when divine chance or austere virtue, your still virgin spouse, or even repentance, your last refuge. In fact, all three will tell you, die.
Oh, sure. Mm. You want to play record?
Beverages before flying.
Beautiful vacation.
Burger game. All I want.
Got the idea?
Some energy.
In other words, you, Michael, being around, not necessarily in this part, but in some part, maybe not even on any planet, but being around, not just 30, 40, 50, 100 years from now, but thousands of
the human named himself.
Really, don't you? That it brings something.
Formed by a group of.
Poor boy will never amount to anything.
White magic, and the worst of all.
But this poor boy will never amount to anything.
Among us.
But this poor anything.
Words is responsible
for.
A new
progress.
As a result, I'm saying that all these ideologies of left and right and up and down.
But where does all this leave the millions of amateur musicians who just want to have fun entertaining their friends and family? The ARP Soloist is the only synthesizer designed to complement any home organ or piano. You can play the authentic sounds of nearly any musical instrument instantly. Listen to this rendition of San Antonio Rose, played by organist Dave Fredericks, using the ARP Soloist. In this recording, Dave accompanies himself and creates a one-man band using the cassette recorder in his organ. Thank you.
Castles in the air and feathered canyons everywhere. I've looked at clouds that way, but now they only block the sun. There rain and snow on everyone. So many things I would have done, but clouds got in my way. I've looked at clouds from both sides now, from up and down, and still somehow it's clouds' illusions I recall. I really don't know clouds at all. Moons and Junes and Ferris wheels, the dizzy dancing way you feel when every fairy tale comes real. I've looked at love that way, but now it's just another show. You're leaving laughing when you go, and if you care, don't let them know. Don't give yourself away. I've looked at love from both sides now, from win and lose, and still somehow it's love's illusions I recall. I really don't know love at all. Tears and fears and feeling proud to say I love you right out loud. Dreams and schemes and circus crowds, I've looked at life that way, but now old friends are acting strange. They shake their heads, they say I've changed. Well, something's lost, but something's gained in living every day. I've looked at life from both sides now, from give and take, and still somehow it's life's illusions I recall. I really don't know life at all.
Okay, we just heard from the inimitable Leonard Nimoy with his version of Both Sides Now. The one-time popular Judy Collins song. Just before that, Mort Garson doing his version of Good Morning Starshine from the Electronic Hair Pieces LP. Just before that, a little bit of an excerpt from the ARP Soloist demonstration record. And before that, Gary Kale from his double album Creative Nihilism from approximately 1983. Media Saturation was the name of that track. Just in front of that was Ruth White doing her version of Baudelaire's The Clock from Flowers of Evil from 1969. Just before Ruth was Brian Gysin from an excerpt, Poem of Poems. That was from approximately 1959. I could be wrong. Could be 56 for all I know. But right around that area. Right in there somewhere. It'll be verified on the playlist, as usual. Just before Brian Gysin was Brian Lewis Saunders and Ziev. Collaboration from a CD called Daku. The name of that track was Philosophy of the Anti-Hole and Hole. Been listening to more and more Brian Lewis Saunders this past year. Intriguing work. And we did start that set off with Terrors. Hit and Miss Iowa City was the name of that track. And now, for something completely in line with what we've been doing, here is some more music for your enjoyment. Assuming that you're enjoying it. Maybe you're hating it. But regardless, here we go.
Collapse, laughter, running, falling, tripping across the minefield of your thoughts. Dissolved, wondering, who am I? Why should I be alone, alone?
Thank you.
Moreover, note that the first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, a military base. We won the race of discovery against the Germans. We have used it in order to shorten the agony of war, in order to save the lives of thousands and thousands of young Americans. We shall continue to use it until we completely destroy Japan's power to make war.
Thank you.
But we just heard from John Harrison from the Creepshow soundtrack from 1982. Epilogue and Until Next Time. Before that, Smegma, Idiomatic, from the Pigs for Lepers album, also from 1982. In front of that, we had a collaboration record, Ear App X'd with Blue Sabbath, Black Cheer, Subterranean Insurgents was the name of that track. And before that, Anal Magic from Kansas City many years ago. Track Destruction. And before that, Brain Ticket with Black Sand. And we did start that set off with Ultimate Spinach, the track Your Head Is Reeling. I feel like my head's reeling right now after all of this. You have been listening to The Eternal Now on WFMU.org. As always, thank you for listening. Don't forget to donate for the WFMU Pledge Drive, the annual fundraiser. It's upon us. Click on to WFMU.org on the main page for details on how you can help. Thank you, and good night.